This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 531, part two, cell phones and not boring stories.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today, we'll talk about the speaking part two topic card, about a time you were glad you had your cell phone with you, and you'll learn how to craft involving stories.
Hey, Jessica, what is shaking?
What's shaking? The snow from the trees. We had like 8 inches of snow yesterday. So Portland is a winter wonderland right now. It's awesome.
Oh, that's cool. Are you going to go out and do some sledding? Do you have any good sledding hills?
You know, actually, there's a little neighborhood near us with a hill that we can just walk to, and all the, like the neighborhood kids go there. So I think we'll do that this afternoon. I'm not sure if I think we'll have to borrow a sled. Is there walkable sledding in your neighborhood?
Around here? I guess you could walk to be honest, I've never been sledding around here. I'm not sure. That's a good question.
Well, it's way more of like an urban environment, you know? Portland only looks like a city if you're downtown. If you're anywhere else in Portland, it's just, like residential neighborhoods, really. It does not look like a city.
Awesome. Very cool.
A little bit different. So in a recent Facebook Live session, there was a student that posted about the part two question that he had on the exam, and I think it was hard for him. He wasn't quite sure how to answer it. So the part two card said, describe a time you were pleased to have your cell phone with you. Now, I've done some YouTube videos about the part three questions related to devices and some vocabulary with like app vocabulary, I haven't done an example about this. What do you think this would be easy to talk about for 2 minutes?
I think it would be easy if we put it in the context of a story, you know, maybe something like a trip or a scenario, like a daily routine of that, or a story of that particular day or that period of time. I think that would make it easier. If we get very specific, totally. I think it would be easier. Yeah.
I think it's really asking for like some emergency that you needed your cell phone for, Well, that's the first thing that comes to my mind. But like, this would be my brainstorming process. I would see that topic and I would assume it's asking for like an emergency when I used my phone. But to be honest, I can't think of one. I can't think of a time when I was like, oh my God, 911. Like I haven't, luckily, knock on wood, I haven't had to do that. So I would have to brainstorm about just yesterday, right? When did I use my phone that I was glad that I used it? When was it useful to me throughout the day?
Yeah, sure. So it can be more broad, right? So when I was thinking about this question, and I think we're going to do a quick sample answer, I was thinking about more of a context of a trip, like a particular day, a routine on a certain trip where his cell phone was an integral part of my day, of how I was getting around, how I was existing.
Yeah. No, right? Totally. I mean, if that's what you can think of first, if you have a story that accessible where it's like a vacation, a travel thing, I think that would be way more exciting than just talking about what you did with your phone yesterday. But it doesn't matter which way you go, whatever you think of first, right? So Lindsay accessed that memory like right away, right? When we brought up this topic. But on the other hand, I couldn't. And so I would just talk about yesterday, what apps did I use? I used it to time a student when we were practicing part two. there's a lot of details. I mean, guys, you use your phones all day, every day. It doesn't have to be like a rocket science sort of take on this question. It can literally be just like, when did you use your phone yesterday? Because each time you used it, you were probably glad that you were using it at that point. So it still answers the question.
Exactly. And just making it clear, like, why that was important, that thing that you had to do on the phone, why that mattered, like, for the day to succeed, right? to make the day a success. I love that. Yeah.
Exactly. Cool. Exactly. So I think the student probably was worried that they didn't have the right answer or couldn't think of a good story right away. But guys, remember, you don't have to go any chronological series of events is a story.
Yeah.
So it could just be yesterday in the morning, I woke up to my alarm on my phone, you know, like it could start there.
Okay. That's cool. Yeah.
Okay. So, Lindsay, are our featured part two speaker today.
Okay. I think our listeners are really excited to hear my speaking part two answer, I'm sure. And before I actually give my speaking part two answer, we want to shout out and ask you guys for some reviews in the iTunes store, guys.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah. These reviews really help us to get more listeners for the show so that we can pump out really good content for you guys. So go over right now if you haven't left a review and leave a review in the iTunes store for the IELTS Energy podcast. In your review, ask us your questions about IELTS. Ask us your specific IELTS questions.
And then we will read your name and your question on a future show. That's awesome. So definitely, guys, just pause. Just pause the podcast right now and take 30 seconds of your commute or away from the laundry, whatever you do when you listen to us.
Got it.
Just take a little pause, take a little break, and go leave us a review in the iTunes store. We appreciate it so much.
We so do. We look at these reviews all the time and, you know, we love reading your stories. We love seeing how this show has helped you guys increase your scores and we want to know more.
Yes, totally. And we want to reach more listeners, right? With our with our positive IELTS messages. So the more reviews, the easier it is for people to find us. Hello, wonderful IELTS students. If you are ready to commit yourself to your future, get into the 3 Keys IELTS Success System. Guaranteed to increase your IELTS scores, guys. Guaranteed. You can check out all the amazing students who have used our system to get to their dreams at allearsenglish.com/KEYS.
Yeah, love that. Okay, cool.
Okay.
All right, I'm ready now.
So, now that everybody listening has left their review, right? I'm assuming everybody paused and went and wrote it. So welcome back, guys. Okay, I'm going to tag Lindsay today. Okay, please describe a time you were glad to have your cell phone with you.
Okay, so in the summer of 2016, I did a solo road trip across the United States, and it's such a beautiful memory in my mind, but this was a solo road trip, and that meant that I was entirely by myself most of the time, so I relied really heavily every single day during this 2-month window on my cell phone, on my mobile phone, on my iPhone. And the ways that, you know, my day started off by searching for a coffee shop. You know, often sometimes I just wanted a Starbucks. Like sometimes when you're traveling, you just want what you like, you know? And other times I would use the Yelp app and look for local cafes to start off my day with breakfast. And then I had to get somewhere. I had to get where I wanted to get. And, you know, having the Google Apps map open right in my phone and having the lady talk to me and say, turn here, go here and do that was amazing and just super, super a huge relief because I didn't have to pull out the map. To be honest, it could have been quite dangerous pulling out a map by myself on these busy highways, trying to make a turn, highlighting things. It could have become disastrous. And thirdly, I would use my phone for the camping apps. I had an app that would show me where the campsites were all over the United States. And I would use that to make decisions on where I was going to stay. Was I going to get off at exit 15 or exit 16, where was the campsite, right? And of course, it was always really important for me to be able to check my email. And we were working at this time, so I had to be able to send emails ahead to our team here so that we could keep things running. So to be able to be just a couple of finger taps away from All Ears English was really amazing. I also used the phone to find couch surfing hosts, right? Couch surfing was a huge part of my trip, and being able to meet local people, have dinner with them, and connect with them never would have happened if I hadn't had my phone with me at the time.
And that's 2 minutes.
Okay.
That was great.
Deep breath.
How did that 2 minutes feel for you? Did it feel longer than 2 minutes, or was it like easier?
It felt good because I had brainstormed it pretty well. I had actually written out some notes here on like, no, the first thing I went through, the way my brainstormed this, I actually went through and thought about my day from a chronological perspective. I woke up and used the coffee shop app, right? I searched for a coffee shop. Number two, I used my Google Maps. Number three, I found campsites. So I it helped brainstorming that way so I could go through the day in a step-by-step format. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, that's a good point. Guys, when you are taking your notes for that 1 minute before you have to talk, try to have them organized, right? For some people, doing the mind map where you have like a circle in the middle and lines going off it, for some people, that's the easier way to brainstorm. But for part two, I think it's a better idea to list your notes, right? So you have all of these actions in order. And then when you talk, like Lindsay, she felt supported with these notes, right? Yeah, they were organized already. So she just had to move through them.
Exactly.
A couple really good phrases. You said a 2 month window. That's a great like time idiom. You could say a 1 hour window, any length of time. So it would just be like a time period. Yeah. Right. But you could say window. That's awesome. Also a couple finger taps away from. So anytime you guys are describing your phone, you're like a finger tap away from whatever. Use that to describe what your app gets you, you know? Yeah. So the Yelp app, restaurant reviews, you're a finger tap away from the most delicious restaurant. I think that's an awesome idiom you guys should definitely write down.
Yeah, cool. Awesome. And it's nice when you're able to talk about make it personal, guys. It's not academic. It's your own experiences, your own day, especially if it's a good memory that you have. It's fun to talk about this stuff because you're reliving a day of that, for me, of that trip. It's kind of a cool thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's an opportunity to enjoy the speaking exam for sure. Just go to that image, go to that personal memory and dive in deep to just give as much details as you guys can. And it's not just in part two that we need to do that. In part one, it's all about you. You need to talk about yourself in detail. Yeah. Don't stay general, guys. If the examiner's like, what do you like for breakfast? Don't just say toast. No, say like, well, there's a bakery near my house that has amazing bread, so we buy there once a week, and then I put a little too much Nutella on my toast every morning, or like just the details, that's the key.
Yeah, I love that. Cool. All right, good. So takeaway for today, I mean, guys, make it personal. Fill that time. It's not hard to fill the time if you have a good brainstorm and a good personal story to tell.
Yeah. Exactly. So definitely practice the part two from today. Practice it yourself. Practice it two or three times. So by the third time, it's going to just feel so natural and fluent. That is your assignment, listeners.
Awesome. And remember, guys, we have strengthened our guarantee in our course. I've been talking to some of our listeners this week, and I'm finding that some listeners are just listening to the podcast, Jessica, without going deeper, right? Because it's easy. But you know what? I think that it's like a little bit lazy, to be honest. I think that the podcast is a good place to start, but that's not going to get us to our target score. Why?
And I, you know, well, I often look at our podcast as like a nice supplement to our course. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I give different episodes and blog posts and YouTube videos as like homework to students from our course if there's like certain things they need to work on. But that wouldn't be possible unless they started with a system. I wouldn't be able to identify their gaps unless they had already learned all the strategies, right? Exactly. And then were able to show me what they processed from that, what they took in, what they still need to work on. So guys, our podcast is awesome. Our podcast is great, like hands down, of course. Awesome. But it's impossible to like cobble together an IELTS course from just listening to our random IELTS ramblings every week. Like it's not organized, you guys. You just get this little tiny piece every time.
Yeah.
So definitely, guys, get into our course. It is guaranteed to increase your IELTS scores. And not, if it doesn't, which it will, but if it doesn't, we'll refund the money for the course and pay for your exam. That's how confident we are, guys. You can see all of the student testimonials just more and more every week. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS.
Yeah, I love that. And we have some new video testimonials up there from students, right? We have Nikolai. You can watch his video story. We have Ryoki from Japan and now Jennifer from Taiwan. So all three of them are there on video, guys. You can actually watch their video stories. I love that.
It's so, oh God, these videos are great. I love these students. I love how like Ryoki and Jennifer they're in the place they want to be. They're in Australia. So cool. They're, you know what I mean? Like they show you what is possible after IELTS. So I think it's really inspirational, guys, and it'll motivate you to get into our course, work hard. It is hard work. We have high expectations of you guys, but you need to have high expectations of yourself if you're going to get the scores you need on IELTS, and you can't just do that with random materials.
No, I mean, if you want your dream life, you got to make a push for it. Nobody gives you your dream life, right? We work for it. We work for our dreams.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. I love that. So yeah, definitely go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS.
All right. Very good. Very good. We'll see you back on the show soon, Jessica. Talk to you soon.
Okay. Sounds good. Bye.
Okay. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.